Hello, it is Coach Clem, and I am here ready to do your week two coached run with you. Go ahead and start walking or jogging now while I explain the workout for today. We'll be starting with a nice warm-up at easy pace. Then we'll be going into the workout, which is 4 by 2 minutes at your speed pace with a 1 minute rest in between each interval. Then we'll be doing 2 by 3 minutes at that speed pace with a 1 minute rest in between each interval. This is going to be an awesome workout to build that speed endurance and to really master your pacing. So if you are not walking or jogging by now, now is the time to start. I am hitting start on the playlist and we are getting after it. Let's go. Jogging at your easy pace, warming up into this, letting your body feel good, shaking away any stress, any tension from the day so far.
But everywhere just brings me back to you. I know you want me to stay. Cause you said I'd stay.
Go ahead and take a few seconds to shake out your arms right now. Unclench your fists if you have them in fists. Check in with your jaw. Is it clenched? Go ahead and loosen that. Find the space in your body where you can relax and just let go and enjoy this. Finding a pace that feels good for you, not thinking about anyone else, what anyone else is doing, not looking at your watch, just moving your body in a way that feels good to you. Enjoying this time, centering yourself, and preparing yourself for the work ahead. When the going gets tough in this workout, because you know how strong you are. We're halfway through our warm-up. We're gonna do a few pickups through this song just to get our body moving a little quicker before we go ahead and start the workout.
I've been on my own for a minute. Is it only me out there? Searching for the place to begin it. Is it me? Is it you? Is it fear? Standing on the line I was given. People stand, ask me why I'm here. No one seems to think that I fit in.
Picking up our pace just a little bit here. Enjoying that. using your arms, driving forward, pushing yourself forward, picking up that pace, keeping it there. Bringing it right back down. Where did you feel that in your body? Check in with yourself. Were you pumping your arms? Were you driving your knees? Were you breathing deep into your belly? We're gonna go ahead and pick it up again for 20 seconds. Let's go right now. Let this music carry through this pickup. You are just pushing yourself a little harder, enjoying it for 10. Let's go. Pace right back down to your easy pace. Mentally doing whatever you have to do to get into your zone for this workout that we're coming up on. Enjoying the rest of this warm-up is yours. Starting into our workout, you should be continuing at your jog at the easy pace. I will tell you when to take off, and that is not yet. When you're entering this first interval, do not go out too fast. Remember, you're doing four of these at 2 minutes, all right? We're taking off in 20, so prepare yourself for that. Get ready to pump those arms and drive yourself forward. In 10, we go for 2 minutes. You can do this. What is your mantra? Let's go in 3, 2, 1. Take off. What are you made of? Setting the tone for this workout right now. You're 30 seconds in to this first interval of 2 minutes. You have 90 seconds left. You know you can do this. Keep pumping those arms. Keep driving your knees forward, using every part of yourself to propel yourself forward at that speed pace. Finding your rhythm, holding on to it there. You are a minute in now. You know you can do this. You need to believe in yourself. It's the first one. You're not thinking about anything else. You are zoning in, honing in on your focus for this workout. Picking back up, feel that build and let it carry you for the final 30. Let's go. We have 20. Let that pace just pick it up. Let's go. Your final 15. We're counting it down in 10. Come on. Find that beat, hold on to it for 8, 6, and 3, 2, 1. You are back down. You are either walking or jogging right now, I will tell you when you're halfway through this. You have a minute of rest right now, so take it. Take some deep breaths. Deep in through your nose, exhale through your mouth. If you've been walking, now is the time to start jogging. We're halfway through the rest. You're about to go into your second interval of 2 minutes. You just did this, so you know that you can do it again. We're jogging with 20 seconds of rest left. We take off in 10. In 5, 4, we find that, let's go. We're off on our second interval. We're letting our pace build with this music. We know that we can do this. We've already done it. We're pumping our arms forward. We're driving our knees. We're not going out harder than we need to. We're finding the pace with this beat, and we are letting it build with us. You're 30 seconds in. You have 90 seconds left. You remember exactly this point in the last round. You know you can do this. Check in with your body during this interval. How are you feeling? What pains are you feeling right now? Where are you suffering? Everyone is suffering. The only choice you get is how you respond to this. Are you gonna overcome it, or are you gonna let it define you? You're already a minute over this interval. You know you can do this. Do not think about what's coming next. Keep going. Your lungs are burning, your quads are burning. You know that is all a good sign. We like the pain. Embrace it. You got 30 seconds left. Come on, turn it up another notch. Find that next gear. Let's go. In 10, we're done. Come on, you can do this. Finish it out these last 7 seconds. We go ahead and take it back down in 3, 2, 1. You're back into your minute of rest. If you're walking right now, totally cool. If you're jogging, awesome. Making sure we're taking those deep, deep breaths in through our nose, out through our mouth, filling our belly, finding our calm, and resetting for this next interval. We're already on to our third 2-minute interval. You are crushing this workout. If you're currently walking, go ahead and start jogging a slow jog right now. We have about 20 more seconds of rest. Start thinking about this next 2-minute stretch and how you are gonna crush it. In 10, we are taking off. In 5, we are sprinting. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. You got this. You know you got this. You have already done it twice. This is the hardest rep, the hardest one of the entire workout right now. Show it who's boss. Exactly how this feels. You know how long 90 seconds feels. Embrace the burn. Embrace the suffer. We're all in it together. Let's go. We've just reached the halfway point of this interval. told you this is the hardest. Do not think about what's next. Focus on one foot in front of the other. Find this beat and stick to it. You know you can do this. You have to believe in yourself. Come on, let's go. You have 40 seconds left. You can do anything for 40 seconds. We're just under 30 seconds out. Come on. Can you turn it up just a little bit? Find that next gear and see how long you can hold it. Come on. It's gonna go by fast. We're already 15 out. Keep it up. Find that gear. We're 10. Come on. In 3, 2, 1. Ooh, take that cool down. Enjoy this minute of rest before our final 2-minute interval. You are going to be well over halfway done with this workout. If you're walking, awesome right now. If you're jogging, awesome. All I ask is that you are moving, letting your body feel good, embracing what you're feeling right now, being grateful for that. If you've been walking, I ask now that you start jogging. We're 30 seconds into this minute of rest. So we are going to be taking back off in 20. Except when your hand touches mine accidentally. Try to keep my mind. In 10, we're finding that speed pace again, and I challenge you to take it up a notch. It's your last 2 minutes. We're taking off in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Finding that speed pace, taking it up a notch. That next gear, where is it for you? How can you push your limits today? How can you challenge yourself? Letting this beat build, sticking with it, believing in yourself. You're already 30 seconds into this final 2-minute interval before we hit our longer ones. Don't think about what's next. Just keep going forward. Alright, we're just to the minute marker. This is your next minute. You're entering in it. If you need a fresh start, this is the time to give it to yourself. You have one more minute of this gear. Let's go. Believe in yourself. Anchor yourself to that mantra. You are strong. You are fierce. You are brave. You are a badass. Whatever you need to hear, tell it to yourself. Give yourself that love. You have 40 seconds left. All you're doing is holding on to what you're doing right now. Come on. You have 20 before we rest again. Come on, earn that. You know you got this. And we're cooling off in 10. Come on, finish this rep strong. We cool down in 3, 2, 1. Awesome work. We're in our next minute of rest. Our final part of our workout is coming up. We're just doing a 3-minute stretch 2 times. This is gonna test your endurance. So make sure you're taking deep breaths in through your nose and exhaling through your mouth right now. If you're walking, that's awesome. You have 10 more seconds to walk. If you're jogging, already on it, great. If you have not started jogging yet, now is the time. We're 30 seconds into this rest. We're about to go into a 3-minute stretch. For this first 3-minute stretch, treat it just like the 2-minute intervals. Do not think about that extra minute. It is gonna go by faster than you think. We're taking off in 10. We're leaving in 3, 2, 1. Take that off. Feel the power. hour that you are bringing with you. It's 3 minutes long. You know you can do this. Just focus on one foot in front of the other, pumping those arms when your legs are tired and channeling all of the energy that you need for yourself. Go. Come on, turn it up. Turn it up one more gear. Just one more gear. Just show yourself that you can do this. You are halfway through this 3 minute interval. You have 90 seconds left. You know exactly how those 90 seconds are gonna feel. You know what you need to hear to do it. So just do it. I can get you there across that finish line, but you are carrying it. You have the torch right now in your hand. Just keep going. We're closing in on 1 minute left. What do you need to do for yourself to finish that minute? Whatever it is you need to hear, say it. Say it out loud. Who cares or who's around you right now? Say it out loud. You are crushing this final minute. Do not give up. It is your final 30 seconds of this 3 minute interval. You have made it here. Do not even think about what's next. You turn that gear up for 20 more. Let's go. You have 10. You get to take a deep breath in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awesome work. This is our final minute of rest before our final 3 minute interval. You are so close to being done with this workout. I know throughout the workout I've said, do not think about what's coming next, but you can finally think about what's coming next because it's the cool down. Walking or jogging right now for 10 more seconds before you all should be jogging. Taking it easy, taking those deep, deep, deep breaths in through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. If you are not currently jogging, now is the time to make sure you're jogging. We have 20 more seconds of this rest before we enter that final 3 minute stretch. We are gonna take off in 10 seconds. Find your mantra, find whatever it is that you need to hear to crush the final 3 minutes. We take off in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. You are in it. You are holding on for dear life, going as fast as you possibly can right now. It is 3 minutes of your life. It's 3 minutes of pain. It's 3 minutes of suffering. Let's make the most of it. Pumping your arms, driving your knees, allowing this beat to carry you, turning up that gear and telling yourself that you are strong, you are fierce, you are brave, you are a badass. Whatever it is you need to hear, because you are doing this. Treat it like your victory lap, because it is. You You are a minute in. You have 2 minutes left. You know exactly how this feels. Crush it. Take it and show it who is boss. These 2 minutes define the rest of your day. So make the most of them. Set your tone to be awesome for the rest of your day.
Put your head to go and mess it up.
And just like that, we're 90 seconds out. You are halfway through this 3 minute interval. I know you can do this. I need you to know that you can do this. Believe in yourself. Find your mantra. Say it is what you need to hear, because you only have to hold on for less than 90 seconds now. We're almost into that final minute of work. We are entering into that final minute of work right now. Whatever happened earlier in this workout, forget about it. This is the minute that makes your mark. This is the minute that sets the tone for the rest of your day. You only have 45 seconds of it left, so make the most of it. Speed up, turn up those gears, find what you're made of, push your limits, and find what you can do today. You get to decide that for yourself. You get to hold that for yourself. 30 seconds left. How fast can you go? How far can you go? What can you learn about yourself today? Can you figure out how strong you are? How far you can go? You have 15. Hold on to this pace. Come on. This is where you push yourself. This is where you grow. We are stopping in 10. Let's go. Make the most of it. 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, down. Woo! Okay, that was a long one, and you guys absolutely crushed that. Go ahead and walk or jog. We are in our cool down. This is the part of our run where we are grateful for our bodies. We are grateful for ourselves for putting this time in, putting this work in. I love using my cool down to reflect on the workout. And just remember, what are some things I did really well? Where are some areas I could improve? What was the mantra or thing I kept coming back to in my head that got me through the tough times? Really reflecting and taking that with you moving forward. If you've been walking, now is the time to start jogging and just enjoying this cool down. When the world put me on taking a that easy pace, big dreams of doing shows and making memories, relaxing our body, cool, and thanking our body for the work it just put in. Lifting me up, turn me down, take responsibility for everything I've done, holding it against me like you're the holy one. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Taking some time now to identify any areas in your body that feel extra tight. Really good to make a note of those so that you can foam roll and stretch them later. Taking some time just to shake out our arms, relax our jaws, unclench our fists. Bring all of that relaxation into your cool down. It is yours for the rest of the day. You have set your tone. You have maybe changed the course of your whole day through this workout. Be so proud of yourself. Breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, filling your belly. This next cool down song is completely yours to just zone out, find your joy for the day, and give back to yourself. Enjoy it.
Cleaning. I'm always too busy dreaming. Yeah. Maybe I should wake up instead. A lot of things I regret, but I just say I forget. Or can it just be easy? Why does everybody need me to stay? Oh, I hate the feeling when you're high, but you're underneath the ceiling. Got the cards in my hand, I hate dealing. Get a break. I wish that I could just get out my goddamn way. What is it to say? There ain't a better time than today.
So much for joining us today for that guided run of week two. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please, please give us your feedback and share about Charge Run Club on Insta. Tag Charge. We love seeing how you did in those workouts. Have an awesome rest of your day and great job.